Welcome to the Prosperity Perspective by DML, a conversation about how successful business owners invest their hard-earned money to preserve their wealth and what they might have done differently in hindsight. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Today we are joined by Bill Bloom and excited for him to share a little bit of his financial expertise and his background with us today on the show. So Bill, without further ado, you mind introducing yourself to the audience?
Happy to, Liam. Thanks for having me on your incredible show. I'm super grateful to be a guest today. Understanding what you want out of your life has been a big proponent of who I am and what's important to me. My wife and I have two little kiddos. One is three, one's 5 months old, and that's really our world. And we have a lot of moving parts. We've had a lot of family, you know, issues over the past couple of years, but we really live a grateful and like a fulfilled life. It's just hectic right now. And who can't relate to that? Being an entrepreneur, you know, starting a new company and have a current company, have employee turnover. There's just so many moving parts in life, and who I am is just a really grateful human being and someone who's learned to deal with pressure and issues and just really surround yourself around great people. So that's me in a nutshell.
Very hectic for you, I'm sure, at home with the littles and the business and everything else. You got a lot going on, Bill.
It's nonstop. But I think when you prioritize your time, Liam, it's understanding what's important to you as an entrepreneur, a business owner, someone who wants to start their own company or their own entrepreneurial leap, we'll say. I mean, understanding what's important to you is first and foremost, number one, understanding who you are, because you're going to reach your successes and a lot of your goals a lot faster that way, because you weed out the nonsense.
Very true. So how did your entrepreneurial journey begin, and kind of what business are you involved in today?
Yep. So I have two really fun businesses right now. The first one is all about helping people retire as you desire. And that's where just figuring out ways for my clients to figure out cash flow for them. So, I mean, it's a perfect segue into your show. And what do you do with that? How do you make your life and your money last? And stay healthy and stay active and do the things that you love to do, because you don't need to stop working to retire. Retiring is getting rid of those really crappy things that you don't like doing. That's what retirement's about, getting rid of all that stuff off your plate. You can still work, you can still run a company, start a company, but be in your unique ability. That's super important. And the other really personal and deep-rooted venture that I'm starting is called Diane Money. And it's based off of my mom, actually, who passed away 20 months ago now. But my entrepreneurial career started right when I was out of college, because my parents could never figure out how a penny, a dollar, $5, $100 could work for them. And I'm sure a ton of your listeners could relate to that, because money is not taught to us. We're not educated on the subject. It's all on purpose. You know, go to school, go into debt, stay on the hamster wheel all your life. And that's not a way to live for anyone. It's a nightmare, because you don't get to do the things you really want to. And it's really hard to get lucky. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to work the 9-to-5. I was really unemployable at an early age. I know that now, but then there's no way I wanted to sit in an office, have to work a 9-to-5 and rely on someone else to put food on my plate. So I started my financial advisory career at 22, 23, didn't have a salary. I worked 80-100 hours a week, every week, cold calling, hustling, business canvassing. I was out there trying to make things happen. And it was one heck of a year. But a lot of that set the foundation to go out and work later on in my life. And I always was able to find intrinsic value in things. When I was a kid, baseball cards. I would work at the baseball concession stand so I could buy baseball and basketball cards. I still have them. They're sitting here in my office. It's really cool to see the values of some of these things. But I always am able to see if something has value or not. And that's why I love the investment world.
And what's the purpose or the piece with Diane's Money that you're launching as well?
Boy, oh boy, how much time do we have? Diane Money is based on your goals. And it kind of correlates with the whole retire as you desire lifestyle, is how do you free yourself up? So a lot of our users are, they have debt. They have their credit card debt, their student loan debt. I mean, personally, I had $54,000 of student loans coming out of college. It was so much work. That's why I don't have any hair left, because I was so stressed trying to get rid of my bad debt. But Liam, when I paid that off, it was incredible. It was like the most incredible feeling in the world to get rid of your bad debt. So Diane Money is an AI-based, smart thinking computer-based financial platform that's going to allow you to put in your goals. We're going to take a look at just your financial situation. We're not going to sell your data. We're not going to do any of that stuff. We're just going to focus on you and give you options every single month to show you how quickly you could reach your goals and how quickly you can get there without having to think about it. We're going to do the thinking for you. And it's, you know, creating a budget does not work with this inflationary period. Everyone's are busted anyways. They just don't work. And this is a way to reverse engineer how to get to where you want to go. And that's just how my brain works. That's how the technology is going to work for our users. And I'm excited for a few other big, big announcements coming up. I have some legal stuff I need to work on first, but we have some really cool ways to grow the community organically as well. So I'm excited about that.
Before we get to our big question, I'm going to go off track because I have a hunch I know the answer. If you were to recommend one book to the audience or resource, what would it be?
So if you're an entrepreneur or if you're starting a company, read the book Who Not How, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. I'm a strategic coach. I've been in coach for 8 years now. I started in 2014 when I started Bloom Financial, my Retire As You Desire firm. And that was some of the best investment that I ever got in my life. And, you know, Dan Sullivan, who's incredible, is my coach now, but him and Ben wrote the book that will free you up more than you know. So Who Not How. You know, I see the Rich Dad, Poor Dad behind you. I see some of your other books. I mean, cash flow makes you feel rich, Liam. Not wealth. It's like, how much money do you have coming in every month? That's what makes you feel rich. That's what wealth is about. You know, it's like, yeah. What's working for you instead of you having to work for it. So, but Who Not How, game changer. That's a must read.
Nice. As profit and cash flow start coming in, what's your strategic framework for how you applied it as you were going through this journey?
It was interesting because my wife is from Argentina and I'm from suburbs of Chicago. I had no financial literacy growing up from my parents or the people around us. And my wife, they come from an even different world down in Argentina. So like when we got together, that's really when I put a lot more focus into the business, just from, I was a lot more motivated, right? The love of your life comes into your life. And then you're like, okay, set bigger goals. I want to have a family someday. And now we're here. The thing for me was to have rewards for what you wanted. So you have to set a target. And mind you, for all the listeners out there, I didn't hit any of my goals on my time frame. I didn't hit any of them, not one single goal on my time frame. And remember, you're in control of your time. So if you think of a 25-year time frame instead of a 3-month, like I have to hit so much revenue or so many new clients or whatever your metric is, give yourself time. Don't beat yourself up. And when my cash flow came in, it gave me the confidence, the cash confidence to start Diane Money, pay for the developers. I mean, that's not inexpensive in any way, shape, or form, but it allowed us to buy our dream home and live in the neighborhood that we wanted to. But it goes back to your purpose. I knew what I wanted. I'm really, really good at that. And I think people don't know what they want, truly. I think they try and buy things that other people are going to think highly of them. And none of that stuff matters because the majority of the people, even the closest people around you, really don't think about you. That was a big wake-up call for me. personally, especially seeing, when my books were launched, my friends wouldn't even buy the book, like our closest friends, just things like that. So cash flow for me was more of an opportunity to go out and create a bigger and better future for other people. And that's what Diane Money is going to be doing for people. I just really, really want to be a hero to people who can't figure out their money situation. And that's the majority of people on this planet. It's not just tied to here in America, it's South America, it's in Europe. And it just gave me a bigger purpose.
That's awesome. How did you determine the order of which those things came, right? You obviously said, have rewards at different levels, but, investing in the dream home, right, in the neighborhood you want versus, bringing on more advisors under you, expanding the business, bringing in more cash flow, right? Like how do you balance when to go after what?
Ooh, this is fun. From a balance standpoint, we found our house just at the right time. So you have to have the cash to be able to act. I really think your cash should be working for you. And cash sitting dormant is a big time waste a lot of the time. So putting it to work is incredible. As far as I don't have any advisors under me, I don't want that. And I was very clear from that from day one. I never wanted to have 30 financial advisors and I don't want to manage them. I don't want to deal with that. That's a nightmare for me. And I know that's not part of my strengths. I could hire someone to do that, but still, that's not something I want to do. Hiring during the pandemic was great for me. I had some really great hires and that helped me grow my business. So that gave me even more cash confidence. And in 2017, I bought a 1988 Mercedes 560 SL convertible, the toy car, I call it. I barely use the thing. It's sitting in my garage right now. But at the time, it was $300 a month and I could afford that. It wasn't an issue. I paid it off in a year, but it was a reward because I hit a certain milestone in recurring revenue that you didn't have to work for it. That's the key, is how much money. It could be a Rolex. It could be a car. It could be a vacation home. It could be, hiring 17 more people if you want. It really depends on what you want, Liam, and your listeners. If you are not at your goals yet, read that book, Who Not How. That will help you look for collaborations and different opportunities to make more money, do less, and really spend more time with your family, your loved ones. And just your last show that was released, they talked a lot about that. I forget the gentleman's name, but he was talking about how do you spend more time with your loved ones and your family. And that's what it's all about. How do you free yourself up from a time perspective to do what you want? And that will guide that decision.
Are you at the point where you're comfortable with the cash flow that's coming in? Are you expanding, trying to generate additional cash flow? Or have you hit that mark where you're like, I'm at that optimal point for what I want out of my life?
I could literally sit back and coast into the sunset and not have to work too hard. And that sounds so boring to me. I'm 36 right now. I would never, ever, ever want to stay dormant because that's when your brain starts to go bad. Your body starts to go bad. You have to take care of yourself. And that sounds really boring, sitting around doing nothing. I can never do that. Never, ever, ever. Like the whole retire as you desire lifestyle is it's about creating that cash flow and figuring out, okay, you put the money in the market. Do you invest in people? This is what I advise people on. I tell people all the time, put your money into your company, put your money into hires, do this technology, don't invest with me, right? Because it's the right thing for them to do. And you don't get that very often. I know plenty of advisors who are like that, but you don't get that too often. So for me, yes, could we live comfortably? Sure. But what does that mean? Yeah, you could pay your house off, you could buy groceries, great. But that's boring from not having to go out and create something new. So I'm using my cash flow to pay for Diane Money And then when that grows, that's a big multiplier because technology is going to allow me to be a hero to so many more people because my time's limited. I don't want to have 7 million meetings a day and be 15-minute blocks. Like, that's not how I'm going to live my life. There's no way. I'm very clear on how I operate and what gives me energy and the things that you need to take off your plate. And that's what strategic coach has taught me all these years. So to answer your question, I could. Would I do that? Hell no. Absolutely not. There's no way, shape, or form. Because I just know that there's so much more to me to give to other people.
How do you manage your time, right? You're in the financial space. You've got clients. There's tons of volatility in the market. Yep. People get very nervous. They want to hear from you as the expert, right? And depending on how big your client base is, right, that could be a lot of massive inflow of communication to you. How do you manage that and still stay true, you know, to what you want and how you fulfill and where your time goes?
That's the hardest part of running a financial advisory firm. Hardest thing. I've gotten rid of a handful of clients who are not right fit people. It's okay to say no. You don't have to take everyone on. So that has freed me up because those types of clients who, when you pick up the phone and you see their name on there, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to deal with this. So there's probably a sign there. The revenue is not worth it because you'll make that back tenfold it over time. But I plan my days out. I have free days and those start first. Those are where I'm not working for 24 hours. I block that out, whether it's vacation with the family or we're not going on too many vacations with a 5-month infant, but you block out those free days and then plan your schedule around that. And the one thing that I love doing is just calling my clients randomly, just check in with them when things are good, bad, or indifferent. That's what people want. They just want to hear your voice. You don't always have to have the best answer because the reality is there's 40,000, 50,000 funds out there to choose from, probably more now. You're never going to pick. I mean, okay, let me rephrase this from a compliance standpoint. It's highly unlikely that you're going to pick the number one best performing fund in the world, right? It's unlikely. And then you're not going to put all your eggs in one basket in that fund. So it's just, you basically become a financial therapist almost in a way. That's how I like to think of it because you have to manage those emotions more so than anything. People understand the markets go up, they go down. What's your balance? And what are your assets doing for you to achieve that retire as you desire lifestyle or the Diane money goals? Like, what's your goal? Is your money working towards that goal? Those are the two main things that you have to understand is what do you want to take off your plate? What type of investment does it cost to actually get to that point? Whether it's real estate, opening up a business, real estate's great, 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 all for it. Or investments. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do things and you just have to have an open mind and create your schedule around how you want to live. And that's what I've done. And there's, to answer your question in a long roundabout way here, is I have focus days. And those are the days where I'm just doing three things. Client meetings, looking at client portfolios or investments or what their plans are. And then you have your cleanup days. But that's really where my team comes into play. I don't have too many of those anymore because I'm terrible at those things and I shouldn't be doing them. So my team does.
It's great to have a team to round you out, right?
Amen. Amen.
How did, I'm guessing when you're talking about vision and getting to your goals, it sounds like you came to a place where you had a strategic coach and kind of helped formulate some of that mindset for you. Can you complete that picture for us in terms of what that looked like to get to clarity and what you wanted? And then the follow-up to that would be, what would you recommend to someone who's, you know, caught up in growing the business or expanding, right? Making numbers bigger, but doesn't have a clear sense of purpose, vision of where they want to go.
Make it about rewards. Make it fun. Make it fun again. We get caught up in life with so many trivial things that don't mean anything. And the thing that really gave me clarity, and that's an excellent question, and I'm taking some time to really think deeply about this, because I like things, meaning I know the next cars I want to buy when I hit certain goals and things like that. And it's not for other people. It has nothing to do with them. It's all intrinsic. It's not extrinsic. It has nothing to do with how people look at me, how they view me. I care 0% about that. And I used to care 100% about that. So I did a complete 180. So when my vision changed, it became more about what do I want? And that just freed me up and stop worrying about everyone else. I don't have to have what they want. I don't have to have what they have. That means nothing to me. And the thing about Strategic Coach is that every quarter you get together, you do these incredible thinking exercises, and you're around people who have $100 million. I mean, there's billionaires in some of my classes. There's just, I'm going to name drop a little bit, but you have like Chris Voss, who was on my podcast, incredible guy. I mean, you just have a Gino Wickman. He was sitting next to me, who wrote Traction. I mean, all the entrepreneurs, you just have these really high level folks in your class who bring the best out in you. And that's where the whole Diane Money concept came from, is sitting in the Strategic Coach sessions. It's just, your vision needs to be yours, only yours, but make it a rewards-based system. And that's what Diane Money really focuses in on. Is, okay, you want to pay off your goals, but how are you going to reward yourself? What do you want to do for fun? Do you want to go on a vacation when you have your student loans paid off, or you paid off your business loan, or you're going to take your friends out or your family out, or you're going to have a nice dinner for your team? What does that mean to you? When you can compartmentalize that, you know, the sky's the limit. You could take your family to a Manchester United soccer game. You know, glory, glory. just make it fun. That's what the vision's about. Because we get caught up, like I said, in the nonsense. When I took our son yesterday to the immediate care, I mean, there was a lady there who had no papers, probably had a four-year-old, terrible chest cough. It's just like, I like gave them my cash that I had to like pay for their appointment, because they didn't have anything. Like, they had the Chicago DCFS or the Chicago something. Like, you don't have problems compared to a lot of the people on this planet. You probably have very little minuscule problems. And make that part of your vision. It's like, get rid of the pressure, get rid of the nonsense, extend your time frame, and make it about having fun. You're going to live a great life if you can do that.
How did you make the change, right? So to go from mm-hmm. someone who was caught up and cared what other people yeah. thought to not caring at all, not easy, right?
No,
so what was that like?
When I wrote one of my books, my buddies wouldn't share it on their Facebook. Like, just that then and there, I was like, I'm the godparents to your kids. Like, you guys are like are supposed to be our closest friends. And I'm realizing like, these people won't take the risks. These people won't step out of their own comfort zone to start their own company. I realized this when I stopped hanging around with the people who you shouldn't be hanging around with, because they were caught up in all that nonsense. And when you eliminate that and fire friends who don't belong in your life, that's when that change happens. And I started to just really talk to the people in Strategic Coach and the much, much, much more successful entrepreneurs that I am blessed to be around, because I've chosen to do that. I've invested to be in those rooms. It's a choice as well. So I just started to make a lot better choices for our life. That's what I think happened. I just realized these people are not going to help me get to where I want to go. And I need to get rid of them from my life. And that's what I did. It was hard, but you have to do it.
What's the most exciting thing that you're working on today?
Ooh, definitely Diane Money. I wish my legal team would kill me right now if I talked about this, but I'm going to give you like a little snippet of it. Not only because it's based in honor of my late mother, I mean, she was just the most incredible lady. She spoiled my brother and I, but that's why they didn't have money. That's why they had money problems. And my dad would get laid off, like no business background whatsoever. It was really painful not to know if you're going to have a roof over your head when you're a kid. You know, I don't know if you guys have experienced that before. I mean, we always had food on our plate, but there was always that pain. And I just want to take that pain away from people, because money can suck. Money can be really difficult if you don't use it in the right ways. And just want to be a hero to those people. And Diane, money is going to help build an organic growth in people's net worth as well. That's one of my big goals. And from an equity standpoint, I want to share in the growth of the company with the users. And that's like sort of like the little tidbit of a clue I'm going to give you. But I'm working on some intellectual property right now to own that whole entire space. So that way, Diane Money can license that and help other firms and help them grow their communities and do it in a really great way. And just have the right people, because you don't need everyone as a client. You just need the right people who your product helps and serves. So that's the most exciting thing. DianeMoney.com, please check it out. We have some really exciting announcements coming up.
Very cool. As we're wrapping up, Bill, how does the listener be able to get back and connect with you to learn more?
I would definitely recommend going to DianeMoney.com. That's the big one, definitely the big one. And then you could listen to my Retire As You Desire podcast. That's a fun one. We have incredible guests. Liam, you got to hop on the show. We got to do like a switch here. We'll absolutely love that. But that's the other one. Listen to the show. We have a ton of great guests. Every Monday we have money tips and ideas. They're like 3 to 5 minutes long, super short and sweet. But yeah, those are the big ones, my friend.
Very cool. Well, appreciate your time and insights today, Bill. It's been an awesome conversation, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All the best to you all.
Thank you for joining us today on The Prosperity Perspective. If you'd like to subscribe to our podcast, please head over to theprosperityperspective.com, where you can hear from other successful business owners on their approach to investments. On our website, you'll be able to learn more about how DML Capital currently helps other business owners, like yourself, diversify their investments and grow their wealth. Take our short quiz to see if you're ready to take the next steps toward your financial success.